Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. The telephone in studio is 604-822-2487. The first track we heard, it was the song by a local band, the band called The Real Mackenzies. A great song about drinking whiskey and scotch. And I know that the members of the band enjoy doing this action. That song was from their album Locked and Loaded. And yeah, The Real Mackenzies, one of the best bands to see live in the city. And when you get a chance, when you like dancing, you like punk rock music, you like consuming liquids, you should go one day, maybe check them out. And the people who saw them live, I'm sure they had a great time there. And I am a pretty big fan of this musical collective from Vancouver, British Columbia. What do I have for you today? You know, I feel a little bit guilty playing kind of the same bands I played last week for you, but Fat Records are one of my favorite labels, and they have a really, really strong fall. This fall, they have so many great releases, and all those bands, like, all those releases are so strong, and the only albums I listened right now are those albums, the albums by Stark Fucking Hipsters, Frenzel Rom, Banner Pilot, Dead to Me, Cobra Skulls, and Flatliners. All those bands have a brand new releases, 7-inch EPs and albums, and all those releases are so good, so I really want to share those songs with you. I played some of those bands last week. This week I'm playing different songs, but still, those releases are really good. Let me start with a new release which came out this Tuesday. The band name is Starfucking Hipsters. They have a new album called The From the Dumpster to the Grave. Starfucking Hipsters, this is a side project, if we can call that, by Stiza, who is the founding member of Leftover Crack and Choking Victim. This band is, he's another project that is still in the same type of music, still this kind of, how they call it, crack rock steady, but still it's a really good record, From the Dumpster to the Grave. Okay, let's listen to that. I'd like to play you the title track of this record. The name of the song is Dumpster to the Grave, and this is Star Fucking Hipsters.
From the dumpster to the grave, we'll never be a system slave. We'll take our food from garbage cans with this target in a foreign lift.
Throw the dishes in the sink, scoop the grease, try to take a drink. Clean Play Club keeps us alive every time we dumpster dive.
From the dumpster to the grave, where the attention is being, we all know it, no name it. Then wonder why we're so depressed. The injury and to take place, we find an obsession in our days. A battle in a big world game. From the dumpster to the fucking grave,
from the cradle to the end, the pigeons are our closest friend. We'll forage always at their dock, they chill with squirrels down in the bar.
From the dumpster to the stage, find dining on a sea bench. With garbage finds, it must be true that America is paved with food.
And in the gutter where we lay, no help can add a dollar's bet. We'll take our food from garbage cans, we'll stab it in a foreign land.
I'm gonna wake up with with a dead celebrity, and I'll never pay up to the Church of Scientology. I won't have to face up to the cameras at the door, pills on the floor, and I'll suffer at the hands of born again and get punished for living with old dog breath. But then I never feel the warm embrace of the pouring rain. I'll carry my dog in a handbag, cause that is patently insane. I'm the kind of wake up with a dead celebrity, and I'll never pay up to the Church of Scientology. I won't have to face up to the cameras and the door, pills on the floor. Celebrity, and I'll never pay up to the Church of Scientology. I won't have to face up to the cameras at the door, pills on the floor. I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna wake up. I'll never have to face up to the cameras at the door, pills on the floor.
Show, you know to recognize, but Welcome to Deadfest, the West's best festival for your edgiest alternative cinema. Deadfest goes down Thursday, October 20th at the Rio Theater. Kung Fu treachery, splattastic horror, insane action, and cult classics from around the world. Deadfest has it all. Come to Deadfest at the Rio Theater on Thursday, October 20th, if you dare. For more information, visit dedfest.com. Deadfest is sponsored by CITR.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. This is CITR radio station 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and also available on the internet website citr.ca everywhere in the world where internet connection exists. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down, and I'm playing some punk rock music for you here on those airwaves. The last song we heard, it was by Canadian band The Flatliners. They have a brand new 7-inch called Count Your Bruises, and that was the title track of it. This song was originally released on last year's album called Cavalcade, and now the band re-released this as a 7-inch plus two unreleased B-sides. Both B-sides I played for you already on the show, and both B-sides are very good. Before that, we heard a band from Reno, Nevada, Cobra Skulls. They have a brand new album called Agitations, and it's a really strong record. That was one of the last songs on the record called Hiding. It's kind of, I can't call it a ballad, but it's one of the slower songs. But still, the song I have, I like this song a lot. Cobra Skulls were supposed to play in Vancouver in the end of September, but they had some problems at the border and they didn't make it across the border from United States of America to Canada. But the band is planning to come back, fix all their document kind of issues, and come back and play a show for Vancouver fans. Before that, we heard a new song by the great band Dead to Me. The band has a great new album, the name of the album Moscow Penny Ante, and Moscow is like the capital of Russia, so this is good success. And the name of the song, it was the last track of the album, the name of the song, The World Has Gone Mad. If you like Dead to Me, keep your eyes open. The new album is good, and I just really like Dead to Me, so that was my small opinion. Before that, we heard a band called Banner Pilot. Banner Pilot, relatively young band. They're from Minneapolis. Gonna be their third studio album, the proper studio album. They had some EPs and 7-inches and splits, all that stuff. But that's their second release for Fat Wreck. The name of the new album is called Heartbeat Specific, and we heard a track called Spanish Reds. Before that, we heard Friends All Rome from Australia. I played already numerous tracks from band's new album, and the name of this album is Smoko at the Pet Factory, and it was a song Dead Celebrity, and opened the block of music, the Starfucking Hipsters, and from their song Dumpster to the Grave. Okay, let's continue playing some music for you. There's a pretty cool show happening next Monday, October 17th, at the Biltmore Cabaret. The show is sold out, and too bad for me, I didn't manage to get the tickets, so I don't think I'll be going, and I really want to go to see the show. But at the Biltmore Cabaret, Frank Turner, Andrew Jackson Jihad, and Into It Over It are playing. The show is, as I mentioned, sold out, and I'm sure that will be a really, really good set. Frank Turner, he is from England, United Kingdom of England. He used to be the frontman of a couple hardcore bands in England, but then he decided to change a little bit his type of punk rock appearances, and he transferred a little bit as a folk artist. So he has this punk rock hardcore background, but now he's mostly touring and playing as a folk artist, playing just simple acoustic shows by himself, or he has a band called The Sleeping Souls, and they're backing him playing drums and bass, like, but it's still acoustic kind of folkish thing. Frank Turner, when he started his career, it was, I think, maybe about 5 years ago, some solo stuff. He was just a starting young guy from England. And when I remember him playing in Vancouver at the Media Club, and it was not a big show. Now he's has a headlining tour in North America. He's playing sold-out show at the Biltmore Cabaret here in Vancouver. And I heard that when he's coming back home to England, he will be headlining a show at the Wembley Stadium. They have not the whole stadium, I think, but they have some kind of a concert hall there. And I think that at least there's like 12,000. It's something like it's something like I read about it, and I was really impressed because I remember seeing him as a member of a punk band. But he's doing really well. Anyway, I should stop talking, and I'd like you to play some songs from Frank Turner, Andrew Jackson, Jihad, and Into It Over It. All those three bands are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on Monday, October. And that's also a request from a regular listener. His name is Nathan, and that's a special request for him. So all those bands for Nathan. Nathan, feel better, and I hope you will be enjoying those songs. Okay, let's start with Frank Turner, all the way from England. Yes, and he's playing at Biltmore Cabaret next week.
Hey, yeah! Hey, yay, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, my sisters and my brethren. The time is coming near. Come, yay, to soulless corporate circus tops. Come, yay, to toilet circuit touring stops. Come, yay. Bars and bunker squats, the sound is ringing clear. Now who'd have thought that after all, something as simple as rock and roll would save us all? Now who'd have thought that after all, it was rock and roll? Take the stage. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. You make miracles for minimum wage. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. These folk songs of the modern age will hold us in their arms. Right here, right now, Elvis brings his children home. Right here, right now, you never have to feel alone. Right here, right now, teenage kicks and gramophones. But after all, something as simple as rock and roll would save us all. Now who'd have thought that after all, it was rock and roll? And I still believe in the saints. Yeah, in Jerry Lee and in Johnny and all the greats. I still believe in the sound that has the power to raise a temple and tear it down. And I still believe in the need for guitars and drums and desperate poetry. And I still believe that everyone can find a song for every time they've lost and every time they've won. After all, something so simple, something so small. Who'd have thought? After all, it's rock and roll.
Yeah. all you lovers of independent music, you sure don't want to miss Next Music from Tokyo. This Japanese indie music festival will be taking over the Biltmore Cabaret on Tuesday, October 18th, with doors at 7 and the show at 8, featuring four live Japanese indie acts with special guests the SSRIs and free food, courtesy of Zip and Sushi. What more could you ask? Advance tickets available at ticketweb.ca, Red Cat and Zulu Records. Don't miss Next Music from Tokyo, Tuesday, October 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret, proudly sponsored by CITR.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down. The last song we heard it was by the band Andrew Jackson Jihad, and that they have a brand new album. The name of the album is Knife Man. And we heard the second track of this album, and the name of the track is The Gift of the Magi 2, Return of the Magi. There was some F-words, and I hope no one was offended by that, but that's the punk rock show, so sometimes that stuff happens. And that was a request for Nathan, I hope. Andrew Jackson Jihad, a very good band. I hope everyone enjoys it, and no offense. Before that, we heard the song by the band Into It Over It. They have a new album called Proper, and we heard a track called Distraction and the Present People. And the opening track was by Frank Turner, and from his brand new album England Keep My Bones, and we heard his song I Still Believe. All those three artists are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on Monday night, and the show's sold out, but if you're lucky person and you have the ticket to the show, just know I'm very jealous, because I'd really like to see Frank Turner and Andrew Jackson Jihad and Into It Over It. All those three artists should be killer show on Monday at the Biltmore Cabaret. Let's continue on playing music for you. The last block of music will be a present for my friend Mike. It's his birthday today, and Mike, I know Mike since I came to Canada, and I know him for I think it was something like 5 or 4 years. We've been friends. We have a very similar music tastes. And Mike, he discovered lots of bands for me. And Mike is an expert in ska and reggae music. And he really discovered lots of bands for me. And for some bands I just heard, but he said, no, we need to go and see them live. And he really just opened my eyes, and he brought me to Agrolite Show and the Slacker Show. And those bands really... one of the best live bands I've seen in my life, and I just want to say thank you and say happy birthday to Mike and play some of his hopefully favorite tunes. It's a surprise, so I hope, Mike, you will enjoy some of those tunes. So let's start the Agrolites, the song from their debut album Dirty Reggae, and this is Pop the Trunk. Happy birthday, and this is Agrolites on The All Fall Down.
The Agrolites are gonna funk my bumper.
People in the back, let me get your attention. Cause we are the Agrolites, and this is an Agro convention. And we came to do a good God what we were born to do. And if you ain't got the groove, y'all best get on the move. Cause this ain't no disco doing the funk, and this ain't no hip hop shake your rump. What we came to do is pop the trunk, and if you came to get loose,
so clear in your eyes. The operator is gone. The way I talk depression, you still don't understand that the plot of your life was built by your own hands. You never get the maze of your medicated haze. Well, the operator is gone. You got a gift for your disease growing in your backyard. Whoa, you got the answers that you need right up in your backyard. Whoa. You feel right. You only complicate it through your Western made side. Can you justify what's so clear in your eyes that you don't wanna go on? Through all your contemplation, you haven't found a way. You want salvation, the start of a new day. Know your feet are pain as you walk alone, and you just wanna go home. You got a gift for your disease growing in your backyard. Whoa, you got the answers that you need right up in your backyard. Whoa, you got a gift for your disease growing in your backyard. Whoa, you got the answers that you need right up in your backyard. Whoa. Think of your true self, break it down. Remember there's still hope that can be found. Hold on to the dream that once was so clear. Let go of your fear. Realize there's one dream you can't get over. You depend on the rules while your mind gets so. Unlock the doors and let your soul back in. And wake up, wake up, wake up. Care for your disease growing in your backyard. Whoa, you got the answers that you need right up in your backyard. Whoa, you got the cure, 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 got the cure. So wake up, wake up.
Anymore, yeah, the sky is still falling all around my door. I don't know what to do about this, but if it doesn't stop soon, I'm about to pitch a fit, yeah. We about to pitch a fit. It's gonna be a downpour, yeah, 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 yeah. And now it's coming down. We got to stay up now, downpour, yeah, 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 yeah. And now it's coming down. We got to stay up now, down bow, yeah, 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 but we're coming down. We got to stay up now, down bow, yeah, 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 and now we're coming down. But we just got to stay up. You know I can't beat this unquenchable thirst, though there's water everywhere, my thoughts is dry as dirt. Yeah, I need something that I ain't getting here. I need that sun on my face, now let me make that clear now. Yeah, let me make that clear. It's gonna be a downfall, yeah, 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 yeah. And now we're coming down. We got to stay up now, downfall, yeah, 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 yeah. And now we're coming down. We got to stay up now, downfall, yeah, 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 yeah. Now we're coming down. We got to stay up now, downfall, yeah, 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 yeah. Now we're coming down. We'll be right back.
sound. We got to stay up now, down low. Dig, 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 yeah. And now it's coming down. We got to stay up now, down low. Dig, 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 yeah. Now it's coming down. We got to stay up now, down low. Dig, 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 yeah. Now it's coming down.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio show We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And yes, we just heard a block of ska and reggae music that was a birthday present for my friend Mike. And the last song we heard was by the great band Streetlight Manifesto from their album Somewhere in Between. And that was the title track of this album. Streetlight Manifesto actually coming to play a show in Vancouver in December. They are playing the real Real Big Fish. That should be a very, very good show. If you like ska reggae music, you should go and check this out, the show in December. Before that, we heard a local band called The Valuables, a song from their self-titled EP, and it was a track, Downpour. Before that, Matt Caddies from their album Keep It Going, and it was a song called Backyard. Before that, the Slackers from the classic album Red Light, and it was a track I Still Love You. And the opening track was by the Agrolites from their debut album Dirty Reggae, and it was a song called Pop the Trunk. So that was a block of reggae and ska music. I think we had a pretty good diverse show. We started with pop punk, then we played some acoustic pop folk stuff, and then ska and reggae. I think that's pretty diverse, and I like different types of music, and hopefully you enjoyed that as well. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on citr.ca, and also I have a blog. The address of the blog is weallfalldowncitr.tumblr.com. At this website, you can find the track list, the set list, the list of songs I've played for you, the previous episodes, so you can also download them, listen them. And there is also always a picture in JPEG format, in digital format, of some musicians who I like. And some of those pictures are funny. Some of those pictures are just has people in the picture. Good. Very good sentences, huh? Okay. I hope you enjoy the show. I wish you a very good weekend, and I hope you all have a very good Sunday morning, because that's the song I'd like you to play. I'd like to finish up the show, the song by a local band, Transmitters. Transmitters, they have a new 7-inch coming out, and they will have a CD release party on November 11th. I'd like you to play one of the older songs, and the name of the song is Sunday Morning. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you and hear you and talk to you next week and play you some more punk rock music. But for now, this is Transmitters, and this is Sunday Morning. Bye-bye.
I put on the village green, then I shine up my shoes so they can be seen. From half a block away, well, there's a coffee shop, so I order a shot and just a spot and a biscuit or two before I carry on and on and on and on. I start walking up the driver's seat, a match or maybe a rarity. Well, ruffling through the shops, I buy some things I doubt I will need. Am I obsessive or is it just greed that keeps me going on? I
after you've gone and left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying. You seem blue, you feel sad, Mr. Bandleman. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, baby. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine. You want me only after you've gone. Oh, there's
listen to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. I have a number of guests this week. They're all here to discuss the work of Oscar Cahin, a Canadian illustrator and painter from the 40s and 50s. We are joined today by his son, Michael. Curator. Is curator your job title, Roger, at Illustration House?
Since we're not, I mean, I do curatorial things, but since it's not really a museum or a nonprofit, director, I guess, is the more likely title.
Okay. Director of the Illustration House in New York, Roger Reed. And
yes.
Illustration historian and former Vancouverite, Jalene Grove. Thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you.
I guess the first part to this is to kind of tell folks about who Oscar was and why his work matters and why it's important right now. Jalene, you've kind of put together the bulk of the work for the exhibition catalog for the show that's in New York right now in the Illustration House. So why don't you give us a bit of an intro?
Okay. Oscar Cahin came to Canada as a refugee, and he began freelancing while he was still interned in a refugee camp in Sherbrooke, Quebec. And his talent was such that he got out relatively quickly and was given a lot of work by art editors of the day for publications like Maclean's and the Montreal Standard. And soon took a job with Magazine Digest and did some war work, and basically spent his life after that freelancing for all the top Canadian publications. And this show is important because we really don't have much of Canadian illustration history written down yet. There's been a few people who've delved into it over the years, but we still lack a comprehensive history. And we're starting to lose that history because it's never been recorded. So Oscar was one of the most important people in our illustration history because he was so influential. He brought a greater level of education.